Your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows around 24. 33 tomorrow, chance of snow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the concern of safety at public schools across the state of Kansas, the Blue Valley School District teachers and staff have now been equipped with response to emergencies faster by using an alert system that they've implemented at the school earlier this year. KNDY News reports that according to the system, it allows teachers and staff to press the button on their badges three different times to alert administrators, school resource officers, and school nurses to an emergency, and if need be, could lock the entire school down with just the press of eight different buttons. According to the staff at Olathe Schools, they say they implemented the new program following the shooting at Olathe East High School back in March of last year. As the district superintendent, Dr. Tanya Merrigan, said, it's exactly what we were looking for, as it won't make us 100% safe, but it is another layer of security that we can provide to our students and our staff. They say the teachers and staff will not have their locations being tracked while wearing the device, although technology will only track their location once they hit the button three times. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Shocker basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
65-year-old Kenneth Smith from Fort Scott, Kansas, has been sentenced to prison in order to pay more than $500,000 of restitution for the mistreatment of an elderly individual. KNDY News reports that Smith was sentenced to one count of mistreatment of an elderly person in order to serve 32 months in prison, along with paying more than $510,000 in restitution. She had pleaded no contest to the charge back in April of 2022. According to court documents, an investigation was underway and determined that Smith mistreated an elderly Bourbon County resident between 2014 and 2017. In other news, a Kansas prisoner, 56-year-old John Keith Calvin, has alleged in a federal lawsuit that the State Department of Corrections has not provided him with the proper treatment for his terminal cancer. KNDY News reports the announcement came after an emergency filing last week with the Corrections Department, where Calvin claims that the department refused to give him the intravenous nourishment while he fights his stage 4 colon cancer. Calvin was convicted of first-degree murder back in 2002 and claims that he is innocent, while another man convicted of the same shooting has said that Calvin did not commit the murder.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Oh, well, the 41st governor of the state of Nebraska has officially been sworn in as Governor Jim Pillen officially took the podium in the House of Representatives to give his acceptance speech.
I am incredibly honored and humbled to stand before you today as the 41st governor of the state of Nebraska. And I am incredibly excited to work with each one of you to serve the people of Nebraska.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. He goes on to talk about his focus on the private sector and how excited he is to make Nebraskans flourish.
But I believe it's important for us all to remember that as incredible as this building and chamber are, we don't look to this building for prosperity. Prosperity comes from the private sector. Families, ranchers, business leaders who work hard, innovate, and take risks. We don't look to government for our rights and freedoms. Those are innate, God-given given by our God Almighty.
Mid-American Network News.
Time to say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And you've created a better way to buy. More of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 22nd Judicial District Judge John Weingart has been appointed by the Kansas Supreme Court to fill the unexpired term of Chief Judge James Patton, who will retire the post effective today. Weingart's appointment, effective January 8th through the end of December, as Chief Judge in the 22nd Judicial District, which includes Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties. Marshall County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker has advised that she plans to retire February 28th. She tendered her retirement to the Kansas governor. The Marshall County Democratic Party Central Committee will meet later in January to recommend a nomination for replacement. Ellenbecker has served in the treasurer's office more than 22 years and was elected to her first term in November 2012. River Valley Extension District has advised the Dining with Diabetes series, scheduled in January and February in Hanover, has been rescheduled to Thursday evenings in March. They will have additional information coming forward. Again, Dining with Diabetes, which was scheduled to start next week, the four-part series has been rescheduled for Thursday evenings in March. A program on Medicare basics will be featured at the Clay Center office of the River Valley Extension Tuesday evening, January 10th. For those approaching age 65 or contemplating retirement, this will cover Medicare terms and options. RSVP requested with the Clay Center office at 785-632-5335. River Valley also plans to schedule one-on-one appointments in all four offices, including Washington. If you're new to Medicare or have questions, in Washington County, contact Extension Agent Jordan Schutte at 785-325-2121. Marshall County Arts Cooperative has announced tickets are on sale for their annual fundraiser. The musical review will be held Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, this year at Venue 36 in Marysville. Advance tickets are on sale by calling the Marshall County Arts Cooperative at 785-859-4260 or are available online at marshallcountyarts.org. The annual event will include nearly 40 local musicians performing Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st. Everett R. Dennert, age 56, of Marysville, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Everett Dennert. Verna B. Tegmeyer, formerly of Burchard, passed away May the 9th. Funeral services planned Saturday, January 7th, 11 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ. Visitation on Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Verna Tegmeyer. Lonnie M. Jones of Marysville passed away December 29th. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 2 until 4 p.m., with military honors at 3 at the Marysville Country Club. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Jones. Billy Bob Loan age 71 of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Funeral services planned Monday, January 9th, 2 p.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Czech Cemetery east of Table Rock. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Billy Bob Luan.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Easterly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. There will be a slight chance for some snow flurries overnight tonight, otherwise staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. Some flurries may linger early Saturday morning, then staying mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And slightly cooler throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Warming back up throughout Sunday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s, and mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. These drier and warmer conditions will continue as we head into next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies over Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Still staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. And partly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 20s throughout Tuesday night. And more sunshine on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 63. The average low 19 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:19.
Will the especially cold winter snap that we had last month mean fewer insects in the spring? We will investigate on a fact or fiction edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 6th, the sixth day of the year. Actor Rowan Atkinson was born on this day. Is there a correlation between a harsh winter and fewer insects? Unfortunately, that urban legend is false. Insect eggs or larvae are just fine in their homes underground, in trees, or under leaf litter. It's what happens in March or April that counts. An early warm-up provides added opportunity for breeding, which can mean multiple generations or an increase of hundreds of thousands. If cold temperatures linger into the early spring, they'll skip a population cycle or two. The most important weather factor for insect survival, in fact, is not temperature, but moisture. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
As 2022 becomes a thing of the past, Smith Auto welcomes the promise of a bright new year. May it be filled with success, good health, and happiness for everyone. Happy New Year from your friends at Smith Auto in Pawnee City. We offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron. It's time to ring in the new year, and Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home hopes listeners have had a good year and would like to wish everyone a safe and happy new year 2023. From your friends at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. This New Year's, SunMart wants to thank our customers for their loyalty and patronage in 2022 and wishes the community a very prosperous and safe New Year. See you in 2023, everyone, from the helpful staff at SunMart in Falls City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart.
KNDY.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the last week of regular season NFL, and the Kansas City Chiefs are on the road on Saturday this week, taking on the Las Vegas Raiders with their kickoff at 3:30. As all eyes are on Patrick Mahomes to continue on some of the leads for the division.
Mahomes comes in as the league's leading QB in passing yards per game and passing touchdowns. He's already faced the Silver and Black once. He threw four touchdowns against them in Week 4.
That audio from the NFL Network. The Kansas City Chiefs are coming off their victory against the Denver Broncos 27-24 last week and sitting 13-3 for the overall season. The Raiders are at number 3 in the AFC West, sitting 6-10. All eyes are also on the NFL franchise if they reschedule the Bills and Bengals game. If they do not, the Kansas City Chiefs will be in the driver's seat for the number 1 overall seed for the AFC. If they do play, however, the Chiefs will need to beat the Raiders to be at the top seed for the division. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
Ever stare at the Hog Wild menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashears, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler, has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hog Wild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter-toasted bun, we pile our hickory-smoked beef brisket with juicy hot links, and you top it with our award-winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hog Wild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all 6 locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
It's a big Saturday in Kansas with Kansas Hoops back in action on Saturday evening, as well as the number 3 Kansas Jayhawks are on the road taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers. That tip off at 5 p.m. on Saturday. That's coming off their game last week against Texas Tech on Tuesday, as they had the slight victory 75-72. After the game against the Mountaineers, Kansas comes back home to take on the Oklahoma Sooners on Tuesday next week. As of right now, it is a 3-way tie for the top of the Big 12 Conference, as the Kansas State Wildcats, TCU, and Kansas University are all tied with 2-0 in conference play, overall sitting 13-1 for the regular season. In Wildcat basketball, they have garnered some attention over the last few days after their big victory over number 6 Texas, winning 116-103 on Tuesday. They stay on the road as they head to Baylor to take on the number 19 Baylor Bears. Their tip-off also at Saturday at 5 p.m. before coming back home to take on Oklahoma State. The Wichita State Shockers tip off against South Florida on Sunday at noon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, Dollar Day is back at Bramlage this season. All general admission tickets and select concessions are only $1 when your K-State women's basketball team hosts West Virginia on Saturday, January 7th in Bramlage Coliseum. Order your $1 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
Friday night basketball action. Marysville returns to play at Abilene. It's North Central Kansas League action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Hanover is host to Frankfort. That game live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights travels to Troy. Axtell tips off at Clifton Clyde. Washington County at Donovan West. Lynn at Centralia. Diller O'Dell at Falls City Sacred Heart. Again Friday, Marysville at Abilene. on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Frankfurt at Hanover on FM 95.5.
It's a new year, but the action of the Twin Valley League remains the most exciting, fast-paced basketball in the state. With some of the top athletes and best coaches around, TVL is can't miss each and every night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight, the podcast that focuses on the scores, stats, and stories from the Twin Valley League. Join me on TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page on Sunflower State Radio, the TVL Spotlight, brought to you by KNDY Radio.
Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow is fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Brighten up the indoors with a few new houseplants. They not only add beauty, but also help clean the air and improve your mood. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Include some low-maintenance plants like the ZZ plant, pothos, philodendron, cast iron plant, snake plant, and Chinese evergreen. These plants also tolerate low-light conditions common in homes and office buildings. Group plants to create an attractive display and create a better growing environment. Place several small pots inside a basket. Use a saucer filled with pebbles or plastic liner to protect your furniture and woodwork. Use large potted plants as a focal point or large decorative feature in your living room. No space? Don't worry. Go vertical. The many new wall planting systems allow you to dress up your home with greenery. Create living art with an attractive mix of plants. Just make sure it's easy to reach and maintain your plants wherever they grow. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Scott Hamilton was never supposed to accomplish much in sports, let alone win a gold medal. In fact, the way he got involved in ice skating was quite by accident. The story of a child whose doctor prescribed an ice rink is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Scott Hamilton is known the world over as a gold medal figure skater. However, he remembers a time when he was regularly teased, classmates at school making fun of him because he was adopted.
My mother gave me the ammunition to shut that down immediately, and it worked like a charm. She just basically told me to tell all the kids that were teasing me that I was adopted, yes, I was chosen, and their parents got stuck with whatever came out, you know, and so that kind of ended all the teasing.
But there was a more serious problem than the taunts of classmates.
I was in and out of hospitals for 4 years while I wasn't growing, and it was an illness that was, you know, not diagnosed. It was just this mysterious illness that stopped me from growing, and I wasn't developing, and it was really bad.
The mysterious illness was frustrating Scott's worried parents as well.
To give my parents a morning off from all the maintenance and all the stress and everything, my doctor sent me to the rink with his daughters and my older sister to give my parents an entire morning off. where they could just recharge their batteries.
Soon he was skating on Saturdays and Sundays at the local rink.
I took to it right away, and every week I got a little bit better to the point where I started growing again. I started developing again, and nobody could figure out why. I took a lot of heat for being in a sissy sport, so I played hockey. That's the other day of the weekend. I would play hockey one day and figure skate the next.
More next time with the Olympian Scott Hamilton as we travel the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCray.
On the rise among humans, and it's also increasing in cats. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A fat cat isn't healthy, but feline diabetes can be managed as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Diabetes isn't only a problem for people. Veterinarians treat a lot of cats for type 2 diabetes. This typically happens when well-meaning owners overfeed cats or feed them a diet that's not appropriate. Feline diabetes is also more prevalent in older cats and neutered males. This happened to one of our cats years ago, and unfortunately, he didn't survive. Veterinarian Ruth McPeat says when a cat develops diabetes, there are classic signs and symptoms to watch for.
Increased thirst, increased urination, weight loss, and increased appetite and lethargy. But cats are really good at hiding illness, so it's important that people don't just wait for the signs, that they see their veterinarian regularly, at least once a year if they're under 7, and twice a year if they're 7 or older.
Regular appointments with your veterinarian will help you make sure the cat stays at an ideal weight. If your pet is too heavy, the vet can help you determine an appropriate diet and even develop an exercise program for the cat. You can manage the health of a diabetic pet with a combination of diet and insulin injections.
Really, honestly, the medications are great now, and we're very fortunate that we have insulin specifically for cats. So that makes it easier for us to regulate these guys. We also want to make sure we're getting them on a diet and getting them to lose weight and that it's an appropriate diet for diabetes.
The experts recommend putting a diabetic cat on a nutritious, low-carb, high-protein canned food diet. There's no cure for feline diabetes, but a cat that has been diagnosed can be successfully treated. With controlled weight and blood sugar levels, most diabetic cats can live a normal, healthy life. Learn more about feline diabetes at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
much is your enough?
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. The world answers that question with the old adage, just a little bit more. But Proverbs 30 offers wisdom to help us think about this most difficult question. The writer says, give me neither poverty nor riches, but only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you. Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. So, how do you answer the question, what's your enough? It's not easy because we live in a world that tells us more is better. At Thrivent, we know it's important for you as a Christian to know you're enough. When you know it, you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. So I'll ask you again, what's your enough?
KNDY.
Career opportunities in the field of horticulture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
A recent episode of the podcast named Planted featured Jasmine Alberon, executive director of Seed Your Future, a nonprofit promoting horticulture and careers within the field.
Most people think about careers in horticulture. They think about the farmer in overalls, landscaping, and the person cutting their grass, all equally important, but there is so much more.
Alberon says a marketing student approached her at an Earth Day event and asked what he could do in horticulture.
I reminded him that every business in horticulture needed marketers to sell their plants, get folks to attend the gardens, and share the value of the industry on social media. As an industry, we have to do better about providing examples so people can see themselves in the industry. And I think that will go a long way in people finding the right path, the right plant job for them in horticulture.
Alberon echoes what almost every career counselor preaches, do work you're passionate about.
The level of satisfaction in this industry, it's outstanding. It's hard work, but everyone loves what they are doing and want to share that knowledge with anyone that will listen. If you want to have a career that impacts the environment, horticulture is it.
Learn more at seedyourfuture.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. We know a reaction across American ag to the EPA's new Waters of the U.S. rule has not been positive. Reagan Gieschenslaw, manager of the governmental affairs with the Fertilizer Institute, says the new rule supposedly doesn't go as far as earlier proposals in 2022.
The final rule came out for it, but when they proposed it several months back, I think at the beginning of 2022, it was a lot more extreme. It was a lot broader and brought a lot of things under jurisdiction with a lot of certainty. and some of the tests that they used to determine what qualifies as jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act were broader and covered more land in general. And this one does seem to be a bit pulled back from that. At least that's how they're messaging it, right?
Now, while EPA is measuring the rule that way, the agency left a lot of wiggle room, so to speak, in implementing the rule. She says that it will make things more challenging in the fertilizer industry.
Sometimes when we have to mine the necessary materials to make potash or phosphorus, we have to temporarily disturb wetlands or other aquatic features to extract those materials to produce the fertilizer. So that's kind of where the fertilizer industry and Lotus cross. And it will impact it in that way. Maybe some of these fertilizer expansion projects that USDA had the grant program for, it could potentially delay those depending on who gets awarded. There are things like that.
Now, while she doesn't think the new regulation will limit farmers' access to fertilizers, more regulation always means higher costs.
I don't think it'll necessarily impact farmers' access to input, but it could add to the backside cost of producing that. If somebody is trying to mine material, it's all about the permitting and the time and the cost to get those permits.
And let's look at your Ag News on this Friday, January the 6th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Kansas, the heartland, the windy state. Cover Kansas is here to help navigate the shifting winds of the healthcare marketplace. A free service to help you find and enroll in a healthcare plan that's right for you. Because it's time we all got covered. Help is here for healthcare at getcoveredkansas.org. Learn how to get healthcare insurance or get free help from a certified health navigator at getcoveredkansas.org.
This ad was supported by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as part of a financial assistance award totaling $875,000 with 100% funded by CMS HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by CMS HHS or the U.S. government. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Animals with a healthy balance of microbiomes in their gut have a stronger immune system. This means less reliance on antibiotics. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Animals have a gut full of microbiomes, bacteria, fungi, and viruses. When the gut biome is properly balanced, it supports the body's immune and digestive systems. Researchers at Purina Animal Nutrition are studying microbiomes and looking for alternatives to help an animal maintain its health or to naturally stave off bacterial infections. Emily Otto Tice is a swine nutritionist. She says they're collecting microbiome samples from various contact points on the animals.
Whether that comes from their mouth or oral samples, we're looking at fecal samples, we're looking at milk samples, we're looking at underlying tissue samples where the animals nurse to look at all the bacteria that could be on the skin of their dams, and looking at what good bugs exist
where they can overpopulate and reduce the effect of pathogenic population bacteria from taking over.
They're trying to look at all aspects of the good, healthy bacteria in the gut and introduce those as feed additives or direct-fed microbials across all species.
We are learning that there are certain bacterial populations that can be common for multiple species and they have beneficial effects. So we're trying to isolate those and find out, hey, this works really well in the baby pig. They don't scour when they get weaned from their mama and go on to dry feed. So let's try to find more populations of these by creating a concentrated product in a form that can be delivered in the feed.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about microbiomes and gut health at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, January the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. The sale will feature over 400 big fancy Angus, Black White Face, Red Angus, and Hereford First Calf heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight Cavanese bulls to start calving late January through March. Spring bred cows consist of over 300 Black White Face, and Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old, with many being 3 to 5 years. These cows are due for February March calves. We will have 125 fall calving cows, 2 years to 7 years old, with 27 being black and black white face cows, 2 to 3 years old, with big September October calves by side. All of these cattle will be sold in lots suit the buyer's needs to consign cattle. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 11th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Akinola with you on this Friday before we hit the first weekend of the new year. Here's what we're looking at with the markets on this Friday. Very interesting day on the markets. We had a lot of green on the board when it comes to grains, then a lot of red, and then we're back in the green again. So things are looking up as we approach the end of the trading day. March corn up 3.75 at 656.5 right now. May corn 656.25. That's up 3.75. Kansas City wheat for March 836. That's down 3.75. Kansas City wheat for May 832. That's down 3.25. March oats up 0.25 at 3.46. Oats for May 3.43.5. That's down 1.75. January soybeans up 36.25 at 15.03. Soybeans for March up 25.5 at 14.96.25. Taking a look at cotton for March, 85.85 right now. That's up $3.27. Cotton for May, 85.63. That's up $3.01. Live cattle for February, down 55 cents at 156.80. Live cattle for April, 160.65. That's down 62.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 182.72. That's down $1.07.5. Feeder cattle for March at 185.40. That's down $1.15 currently. Gold for February, 1868.40. That's up $27.80. Gold for April, 1884.50. That's up $27.80. Silver for March at 23.99.5. That's a 57 cents. Silver for May at 24.17. That's a 57 cents currently. Wall Street, Dow Jones up 541, S&P up 64, NASDAQ up 187. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker, and same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And you've created a better way to buy. More of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing.
Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
In the state of Kansas alone, there are over 30,000 farms that are not using rollover protective structures on their farming equipment. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Tawny Larson, K-State Project Coordinator with the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering, gives insight on a possible rollover protective structure rebate program for Kansas.
We're working with some other states in the area, and our goal is to get funding from the legislators in our state and fund a rebate program to help people that utilize tractors that do not have a ROPS, which is a roll bar protective structure. Basically, it creates a box around where the driver is sitting so that if that tractor is to tip or roll over, that the person sitting there is protected. We're trying to reduce the number of deaths and injuries within agriculture. So as much as we can do to protect the people that grow our food and they're parts of our small communities, the farmers and ranchers are really the lifeblood of Kansas. And this rebate program would be able to bring down the price of a roll bar structure from about $1,200 to $500.
Larson describes the financial importance of having a ROPS device.
We've had some research done, and basically the cost to a farm family if there's a result in a fatality from an overturn is over $775,000. And that doesn't include, of course, the loss of life and the emotional issues that go along with losing someone that is the lead producer a lot of times. So for a cost of like $500, you can call it insurance if you want, but it really is an important piece of equipment that would be on that tractor for the rest of the time that the tractor's being used. It's not something you have to replace unless you have a rollover, and then it does need to be replaced. But it would be something that could really make a difference someday.
She goes on to explain the process of obtaining a ROPS device and where people can find more information.
The main idea is that it will be very simple for the farmer. There's an online sign up or they can call in. They get on a waiting list, and then we will help them through our database and our resources to pick the proper ROPS device. And then all they need to do, they get approval, they go out and they have it installed. Send us back the information, and we are able to write them a check and get that back out to them so that they're not out $1,200. They're out possibly $500 or less if we can get it down. There is a lot of information available on rollovers, and it is located on the National Program website. It is ROPS4U.org, and the 4 is the number 4, and the U is the letter U. And we do have other information available. They could email or contact me at tawny@ksu.edu.
That's K-State Project Coordinator with the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering, Tawny Larson, with insight on a possible rollover protective structure rebate program in Kansas. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO, Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
KNDY.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Sua Carolina, go go golina. Akali sezanyo, akali sezanyo, blases novina. Akali sezanyo, akali sezanyo, blases novina. Wróć się Karolina, bo ja do goście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, poniósł na moście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, poniósł na moście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo mi już na moście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo mi już na moście.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.